Good morning, my friends. It is a great privilege to have the opportunity of talking to you today. I'm going to be covering some ground which my colleague Robert Weiss has already covered, but a variation on a theme helps to establish a better understanding of the subject. I also would like to thank, before I start, I'd like to thank the Islamic Human Rights Commission for the opportunity of being able to attend this conference and talk to you today. I and my colleagues of Maturi Carta value greatly occasions such as this because we feel that we have both a religious and a humanitarian duty to publicize our message as much as possible. So I hope and pray that with the Creator's help, my words and our discussions here today may be correct and true in their content and in their conclusions. I'm what is known as an Orthodox Jew, that is, a Jew who endeavors to live his life completely in accordance with the Jewish religion, Judaism. And I'm here under the banner of the group known as Maturi Carta, which literally translated as guardians of the city, but loosely can be translated as guardians of the faith. We're not a separate party or an organization, but basically we propagate a philosophy on the subject of Zionism, a philosophy held by a large section of Orthodox Jewry. Now, the theme I want to talk to you today about is headed Anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. And of course, that would mean by implication that anti-Semitism is not to be approved of, as thankfully in the world at large it is not approved of, whereas anti-Zionism is something to be applauded, and I hope to explain why. The subject is very relevant to us in the light of the current situation in Palestine, and the claimed rise in anti-Semitism. And also because in the eyes of the world, Zionists are equated with Jews, and Zionism is equated with Judaism. And it's the error of this assumption which I'd like to try and bring out to you here today. Discussion and debate on the subject is important because the matter tends to be very confusing both to Jews and non-Jews. And on the other hand, as our chairman has already mentioned, discussion and debate tends to be stifled because, particularly to Jews, the subject is very emotive. Now, in order to understand the statement anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism, we have to examine the basics and understand the terms used. What do we mean by Semitism, or really Judaism? The word Semitism is a misnomer, as I'm sure all of you know. The Semitic peoples incorporate a far wider group than just the Jewish people. It incorporates all the Arab peoples, and in the light of our discussions, that's not an appropriate description to say anti-Semitism. What we really mean is anti-Jews or anti-Judaism. And what do we mean by anti-Semitism? And what is Zionism? And what do we mean by anti-Zionism? Firstly, we have to understand that basically anti-Semitism is a dislike or a hatred of a people, a particular section of society. The hatred is directed at the Jewish people, not initially at the Judaism. We do find opposition or hatred of the Jewish religion, but this is usually an extension or a manifestation which starts off as an illogical hatred of the people. We do find sometimes a specific hatred of the Jewish religion, which is not in the context of our discussion today. It's a form sometimes of religious zealousness whereby believers in one religion will not tolerate belief in another religion. In this case, the intolerance is usually directed against all other religions and not specifically anti-Jewish. So what we're talking about when we refer to anti-Semitism is a hatred of the people. Anti-Zionism is an opposition to a philosophy, an idea. The opposition is directed, at least initially, at the idea rather than at the people. Anti-Semitism has existed probably for as long as the Jewish people have existed. It's an illogical bigotry. Anti-Zionism, however, is a perfectly logical opposition based on very sound reasoning to a particular idea and aim. Looking at the matter in more detail, Judaism is a very wide-ranging and far-reaching religion or way of life. Zionism is a narrow, restricted concept. And what I'd like to do today is just give an overview to try and bring out some aspects of Judaism which are relevant to Zionism. Firstly, let's repeat something which has been said already quite categorically, that Judaism and Zionism are two opposites, they're incompatible and mutually exclusive. But let us examine the two concepts and see how they compare. Looking at Judaism in general, Judaism is, as I said before, is a total way of life. And for us, we take it as a way of life showing us how to live a moral, ethical, and religious life in the service of the Almighty. It affects every aspect of our life, from the cradle to the grave. We are taught, and we believe, that it was revealed to us by divine revelation, as described in the Bible, some 3,500 years ago. And that's when the Jewish people came into being. All of our religious requirements, practical and philosophical, are set out in our religious teachings, known as the Torah, which comprises the Bible, and a vast code of oral teaching based on what is known as the Talmud, which has been handed down to us through the generations. That's an overview of the structure, if you like, of Judaism. Zionism, on the other hand, before looking at its particular aim, is a secular, irreligious philosophy engendered about 100 years ago by some secular Jews. That is, Jews who had in the main cast off their connection with their Jewish way of life, which had been handed down to them through the generations. So here immediately we have the first general difference between Zionism and Judaism. Zionism is secularism, materialism. No particular religious belief, no particular moral or ethical obligation. Judaism is godliness, morality, ethical standards, religious belief. So obviously, an opposition to Zionist secularism would have no logical connection with an illogical opposition to the people who adhere to or have a connection with Judaism. But let's look at some aspects of Judaism which have a particular relevance to Zionism. Subject to certain conditions, we would be given a land, the Holy Land, now known as Palestine, in which to live our lives in the service of the Almighty. What were the conditions? They were basically that we had to maintain the highest of moral, ethical, and religious standards. We were taught, and it was foretold in our teachings, that if the conditions were not fulfilled, the Jewish people would be dispersed around the world, they would be sent into exile. We did have the land for approximately the first 1,500 years of our existence. However, regretfully, the conditions were not fulfilled to the required degree, and as was foretold, the Jewish people were exiled from their land. So, for the last 2,000 years, as the Jewish people have been in a state of exile, and the essential point is that it's divinely decreed by the Almighty, because they didn't maintain the standards expected of them. And this state of exile is a situation that exists right up to the present day. And it is a basic part of our belief to accept willingly the heavenly decree of exile and not to try and fight against it or end it by our own hands. Judaism also teaches us that we are forbidden under oath to attempt to come out of this exile by our own efforts and to form a state of our own in Palestine, and certainly not by force. We are told that exile means acceptance of the authority of the people occupying the countries in which we live, including Palestine, and not to rebel against that authority, but only to support its well-being. Finally, we are taught that non-compliance with these prohibitions would constitute a rebellion against the wishes of the Almighty and would produce dire consequences. That is from the Jewish religious point of view. What about Zionism? This was founded approximately 100 years ago, as has been mentioned, mostly by secular people who were discarding their religion, but they retained what they considered as a stigma of being Jews in exile. They considered that our state of exile was due to our own subservient attitude. It wasn't a divine decree. They considered that it was due to what they called the Golos mentality. Golos is the Hebrew for exile, and not a divine decree. Their aim was to propagate what was a new nationalistic idea among Jews, and that was to form a Jewish state in the Jewish homeland. The land they chose for their aim was Palestine, not for any religious reason. Remember, they were a completely secular group, but probably because of the historical and cultural attachment to Palestine held by the Jewish people, and thereby they hoped to attract the Jewish masses to their new nationalistic idea. In principle, they were prepared to consider any land. And in fact, as Rabbi Weiss already mentioned, at one time Uganda was suggested. But they opted for Palestine. The main thing was that the underlying philosophy of their aim was that they wished to force their way out of exile by their own efforts. So, from what I've said, it'll be clear that this Zionist ideology flies entirely in the face of the Jewish religious attitude to exile, which I outlined above, and is entirely incompatible with Jewish teaching. And in fact, as soon as the Zionist ideology was originally appreciated at the inception of Zionism, it was pronounced as a total heresy by the great Jewish religious authorities. So here again, anti-Zionism, that is, opposition to the Zionist nationalistic aim of forming a state for Jews, is certainly not anti-Semitism, since Judaism itself is in total opposition to this aim, as I've tried to make clear. A further aspect of Judaism which is relevant to Zionism, and this is something which people don't always realize, and that's on the question of Jewish identity and Jewish nationality. The age-old way of life, known as Judaism, is in fact the measure, the only measure, of the Jewish national identity. I would say that it is demonstrably true that the identity of a Jew, that is, a member of the Jewish people, is established by his or her attachment to Judaism, and not, as with most nations, an attachment to a particular land or country. This statement, my friends, is borne out by the fact that the Jewish people have been without a land for 2,000 years, have been dispersed to the four corners of the earth, but have retained their identity by virtue of their attachment to Judaism. The Zionist concept of Jewish identity is a completely secular, typically nationalistic identity based on a land. But this is not a Jewish identity at all, but a Zionist or Israeli identity, which is something completely different. Many of my brethren will of course argue that we see that the majority of Jews today, even those in the diaspora, who do not have a nationalistic attachment to a land and do not appear to have an attachment to Judaism, sadly, and yet they've retained a Jewish identity, so they will claim. However, you will find that they only have to go back 3 or 4 generations at the most, and they will find that their forebears were practicing Orthodox Jews. In other words, they've retained a degree of Jewish identity by view of the continuing but fading effect of their forebears' attachment to Judaism. I say fading because the continuing effect does fade away. You will not find people today who are aware of their Jewish identity if they are descendants of Jews who forsook their Judaism, say, 500 or 600 years ago. They have already disappeared off the scene. However, as I explained, the Zionists thought that they could solve the Jewish identity problem, if you like to call it that, by basing their identity on an attachment to the land. But again, as I explained, this is not a Jewish identity, but a Zionist identity. So, once again, it will be apparent that to be anti the Zionist identity is totally different to be anti the Jewish identity, since the two are totally different concepts. Now, I've spoken until now about concepts which may be somewhat intangible and divorced from the consciousness of the everyday person, perhaps from most of you here today, call it, if you like, theological theory. However, there's a further aspect of Judaism, very relevant to Zionism, with which I believe most people will be able to identify, and that is the question of Jewish religious values of humanitarianism. The Jewish religious teaching on basic humanitarian values is compassion and consideration for one's fellow man, and scrupulous respect for the rights and property, and of course lives, of one fellow man. And I would say here and now, this would quite rightly imply that Orthodox Judaism is in total sympathy with the Palestinian cause. Zionism is the exact antithesis of these values. Zionism is determined to further its aim of a state irrespective of the effect on those standing in the way, whether Palestinians or even Jews. It is very well documented in the writings of the founding Zionists and recorded in their public statements that they fully intended to implement their aim irrespective of its effect on the indigenous population of Palestine, the Palestinian people. The lives, property, and right to self-determination of the Palestinians were of no relevance to them whatsoever against the idea and aim of forming their state. To a significant degree, even the lives and well-being of their own Jewish brethren, whether physical or spiritual, is secondary to the aim of forming and maintaining a state. And this is, I'll say, interject here, this is totally contrary to the Jewish religious concept of the value of human life being above everything else. And as is now well known, it is with their philosophy of putting the state above human lives that they eventually achieved the formation of their state. This philosophy continues to this very day, and in fact is the underlying cause of the strife and bloodshed in Palestine, and nothing else. Zionism has the ideal, and has always had the ideal, of imposing a sectarian state, an apartheid state as it's sometimes called, over the heads of the Palestinians, the indigenous population. And this has resulted in a terrible confrontation, and this confrontation, as we all know, has resulted in horrific bloodshed and brutality with no end in sight unless there is a very radical change. So here again, it will be abundantly clear that the very logical and reasonable opposition to to the anti-humanitarian attitude of Zionism has no relevance whatsoever to the old-fashioned bigotry of anti-Semitism. So anti-Semitism is an irrational bigotry and dislike of a whole people. Anti-Zionism is a logical opposition to a philosophy held by some apparent members of the Jewish people, which is racist, fascist-like, totally unacceptable. So I would think that it's very obvious that anti-Zionism is not by any stretch of the imagination the same as anti-Semitism. I mentioned earlier, and I think it has become clear as I continue, that Judaism and Zionism are incompatible and mutually exclusive. The Zionist movement is a complete abandonment of our religious teachings and faith in general, and in particular an abandonment of our approach to our state of exile and our attitude to the peoples among whom we live, which of course includes the Palestinians. The practical outcome of Zionism in the form of the state known as Israel is completely alien to Judaism and the Jewish faith. The ideology of Zionism is not to rely on divine providence, as the Jewish religion preaches, but to take the law into one's own hands and to try and force the outcome in the form of a state. And this is completely contrary to the approach to the matter of exile which our Torah requires us to adopt as handed down to us by our great religious teachers. Furthermore, Zionism flouts completely the basic Jewish religious values of humanitarianism in its treatment of the Palestinian people. There was and is, however, an additional Zionist phenomenon which I have to mention today which confuses the picture, and that is the religious Zionists. These are the people who claim to be faithful to the Jewish religion, people who might not look a lot different than I do or my colleagues, but they've been influenced by the Zionist secular nationalistic philosophy and have added a new dimension to Judaism. They've bolted on Zionism, which, as we know, is the aim, the nationalistic aim, of setting up and expanding a Jewish state in Palestine. And they've done this, and they try to fulfill it with great religious fervor. They're after all, they're religious. And they claim that their nationalistic philosophy is in fact inherent in the Jewish religion. And they've attempted fallaciously to rationalize Zionism in the light of Judaism. And this is a phenomenon which has developed mainly since, not before, but since, and perhaps because of the Second World War. But I have to stress that it remains a total departure from the teachings of Orthodox Judaism throughout the ages, which is what we have to rely on. And these religious Zionists, too, flout completely the basic Jewish values of humanitarianism in their treatment of the Palestinian people. We have, finally, I'd like to bring a problem out that has to be mentioned, and that is that the Zionists have made themselves to appear as the representatives and spokespeople of all Jews. That's how they are considered around the world. And with their actions, they arouse animosity against all Jews. And then what happens is those who harbor this animosity are accused of anti-Semitism. So although it's abundantly clear, as should have been clear from my words, that opposition to Zionism and its crimes does not imply hatred of Jews or anti-Semitism, however, the wrongs of Zionism are a cause of old-fashioned anti-Zionism overflowing into old-fashioned anti-Semitism. And paradoxically, Zionism itself and its deeds, instead of being a remedy for anti-Semitism, as they claim it was intended to be, are in fact the biggest cause of modern anti-Semitism. And furthermore, Zionism actually feeds on anti-Semitism by using it as a means of attracting more immigrants to its state. Of course, this is a subject which needs elaboration, but time doesn't allow to go further into that at the moment.
Rabbi, can I ask you to pause there, and we'll hope to continue with questions from the floor.
Thank I have very much. Just about two or three paragraphs.
Okay.
The confusion between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism reaches up to the highest levels of government and is the only explanation I can give for something that amazes me constantly, and that is when I observe the protestation of nations such as the USA and the UK that Israel is a democratic state, when actually the whole concept of Israel was and is patently non-democratic. And then by a short look back in history, it can be seen that the whole Zionist state was begat by the very violence, and the UK was a victim of this violence, against which these countries now protest. The free world waged a Second World War in order to eradicate the very policies which are now condemning, which they are now condemning by supporting the state of Israel. So to sum up, according to the Torah Jewish faith, the present Palestinian Arab claim to rule in Palestine is right and just. The Zionist claim is wrong and criminal. And our attitude to Israel is that the whole concept is flawed and illegitimate. So anti-Zionism is certainly not anti-Semitism. And I'd just like to finish with the following words. It's often said that Jew and Arab cannot live together. We want to tell the world, especially our Arab neighbors, that there's no hatred or animosity between Jew and Arab. We would wish to live together as friends and neighbors, as we have done mostly over hundreds, even thousands of years in all the Arab countries, and it was only the advent of the Zionists and Zionism which upset this age-old relationship. Historically, the situation frequently was that when Jews were being persecuted in Europe, they found refuge in the various Arab countries. Our attitude to Arabs should only be one of friendliness and respect. We pray for a peaceful solution to the terrible and tragic impasse that exists, perhaps based on results brought about by moral, political and economic pressures imposed by the nations of the world. We pray for an end to bloodshed and an end to the suffering of all innocent people, Jew and non-Jew alike, worldwide. We are awaiting the annulment of Zionism and the peaceful dismantling of the Zionist regime, which is the only way the only way in which we can bring about an end to the suffering of the Palestinian people. We would welcome the opportunity to dwell in peace in the Holy Land under a rule which is entirely in accordance with the wishes and aspirations of the Palestinian people. My friends, may we soon know at the time when all mankind will be at peace with each other. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.